Here's a resource for your high school or college-aged child or grandchild as they begin a new school year. It's Concordia's Complete Bible Handbook for Students. You'll find an introduction with answers to questions like, is the Bible reliable and trustworthy? Who wrote the Bible? And more. You can order Concordia's Complete Bible Handbook for Students by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, or browse before you buy at issuesetc.org. Concordia's Complete Bible Handbook for Students. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're going to be talking about Christianity in the movies with Pastor Clement Preuss for the next half hour of the program. In Hour 2 of Issues Etc. on this Tuesday afternoon, Tim Gagelein formerly served as Deputy Director of the White House Office of Public Liaison, has authored a new book called The Man in the Middle, an inside account of faith and politics in the George W. Bush era. We'll take the entire hour with Tim to talk about his insights from those years in the White House, faith and politics together, especially things like the pro-life record of George W. Bush, his record with regard to marriage, Israel, and other issues that pertain to faith. When you go to the movies, I know a lot of Christians kind of watch movies with one eye closed. We're cautious about what we see. We ought to be cautious and discerning about what we see. What I find usually annoying enough that I probably won't see the movie if I know it's in there, is any kind of depiction of Christianity because it's so bad usually. It's so inaccurate usually. But let's take it apart for the next half hour and see how it is Hollywood describes, how it is Hollywood takes apart Christianity, how it's presented. And I guess the natural question is, are quote-unquote Christian movies any better at depicting Christianity than our regular old movies that you see in the theater any weekend? Now, our call-in number for the next hour and a half, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. talkback@issuesetc.org. You can send us a tweet at @issuesetc. Your questions and comments, welcome. For the next half hour, as we talk about Hollywood and Christianity, in particular, how Christianity is depicted on the silver screen. Our Issues Etc. book of the month for September is called Concordia's Complete Handbook for Students. Concordia Publishing House has put this out for students of high school. I think even junior high can handle this. Junior high through college age, to give a basic introduction to the Bible book by book. This is something you don't often find in Bible dictionaries. Usually they deal topically, like an encyclopedia, with the books of the Bible. But the complete Concordia's Complete Handbook, Bible Handbook for Students, deals with it book by book, the way you actually read the Bible. Find out more about it from Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. You can call and order this book, or you can browse before you buy it at our website, issuesetc.org. Pastor Clement Preuss is pastor of Glory of Christ Lutheran Church in Plymouth, Minnesota. He's a regular guest. He made a presentation recently at a Higher Things Youth Conference titled, How Hollywood Views Christianity. Clem, welcome back.
Hey, it's good to be here, Todd. Thanks for having me.
Your brother-in-law, John Feeney, is traveling with Pastor Jan Bigstad. We had him on the program yesterday talking about Lutheranism around the world and Lutheranism in Norway. And he's got one more speaking engagement on the state church and Lutheranism in Norway, September 21st at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Durango, Colorado at 7:30 p.m. in the evening. I know that's near and dear to your heart. Why should our listeners be interested in hearing Pastor Bigstad speak?
Pastor Bigstad is a pastor in Norway, and he has made a very strong confession of the faith against a lot of opposition. Norway is a very secular country. It's a beautiful country, but it's still quite secular. And he has stood strong against the secularism of the country and of the Lutheran Church, and is a kind of a lone voice almost in that part of the world. He's a hero and a kind of a martyr of the faith, and I think for that reason alone, he should be listened to. On top of that, I've heard him speak on two or three occasions, and he really brings it down to the level where everybody can understand it. Truly a very, very fine speaker and a great model for us to learn from.
So if you're in the area of Durango, Colorado on September 21st, Pastor Jan Bigstad will be speaking at St. Paul's Lutheran Church at 2611 Junction Street, Durango, Colorado, 7:30 p.m., September 21st. If you're in the area, please go hear him speak. Clem, in the movies, there are now two kinds of movies, the kind of movies that depict Christianity from a secular viewpoint and quote-unquote Christian movies. They're not very good, but they sometimes make it into the theaters. Is Christianity depicted any more accurately, generally speaking, in the quote-unquote Christian movies than in the regular secular fare?
I don't really know. I haven't seen too many of them. I think it is because they're so often so poorly made that I just don't have time. The ones I have seen do not depict Christ and the gospel, as we learn from the scripture, as much as they will often talk about the faith walk of somebody, which is usually pretty dramatic, and I don't know if it always corresponds to the way it really is as we really live our Christian lives. It more focuses on decision theology at times, the ones I've seen, but I haven't seen as many of those movies as many others have, simply because I'm too busy watching Hollywood fare.
How would you describe the influence of Hollywood?
Oh, it's just so vast. I don't think we can possibly underrate how Hollywood affects the way we think and breathe and have our being. And I think it's especially true of my generation, but the generation under mine. I mean, we're just cut our teeth on Hollywood. And I think that it sets our values, it sets our morals, it even allows us to readjust our views of Christianity because it is such a pervasive influence, and its message, while overt, is presented in a subtle, often subtle, but very winsome way through characters to whom we are drawn and who we grow to love.
You say that movies have the uncanny ability to make people believe things that may directly contradict their everyday experience. What do you mean?
Well, my everyday experience tells me that the good guys don't always win. In fact, the good guys usually don't win. I'm a Vikings fan. That's proof enough right there. But in the movies, the good guys always win. Now, that's not reality. No one really believes that, and yet we keep going back, and they've tried to make movies, Hollywood, to their credit, where the good guys don't win, and they're so unpopular, they just go back to the same old fare. That's not even a spiritual example. It's just an example of going contrary to what we know to be true.
So the first element of movies that you examine is what you call melodrama, but you're not just talking about the old silent pictures with the villains dressed in black, twisting their mustache and putting maidens on railroad tracks. You're talking about movies we watch today.
Oh, sure. I mean, probably the best example of that would be the Die Hard series, which I think probably most of your viewers would be familiar with. The Die Hard series is with Bruce Willis, and he's the protagonist. He's the pivotal character. And you know before the movie gets 5 minutes into it who the bad guy is, and you know that Bruce Willis is going to win the day. It doesn't take away the suspense when he almost gets shot in the first movie. We're all tense, but we know he's not going to get shot. And so we tend to believe in Bruce Willis. And we tend, as we begin to like him as a character, both in the Die Hard movies and in other movies, we will listen to him as someone who actually has someone to teach us regarding God and Christ and salvation. So that's how the melodramas are created. A melodrama is where the characters are exaggerated, the dialogue is high and shrill and yelling, subtlety is out the window, and the good guy has to win.
Now, you say that once the movies get you accustomed or kind of ready with the melodrama, then they are able to manipulate us even in what we believe about God. Give us some examples.
All right, I'll give you an example of a movie. The name is escaping me right now, but I'll give you a really good example, The Truman Show. Now, this is a tougher one to analyze, but I think everybody saw The Truman Show with Jim Carrey. He's a true man. He is fighting against the oppression of the man who controls him. He's born in this little city and raised so that everybody can see him on television. The name of the antagonist, the guy who manipulates him in real life, is Ed Harris, but in the movie it's Christoff. We want to throw Christ away. And so the whole movie is about escaping the control of a higher being. and we want him to do it, and we're so happy when he does, when it's an overt attack against being controlled by and cared for by a divine being. And we hate God in that movie, and we love the escape from God in that movie. And most people I've shared this with don't even believe that the movie is trying to teach us that, but it is clearly an attempt to make us believe that we need to escape authority, as particularly the authority of God.
Give us another example of how a particular movie can subtly manipulate what we believe about God.
All right, there's a movie named Bruce Almighty. It's a Morgan Freeman, another Jim Carrey flick. And in this movie, God is played by Morgan Freeman. He shows up, and he gives Jim Carrey omnipotence. He can do anything he wants to. And it's a rather humorous movie, and it's got its points where people laugh. The movie maker is a guy named Tom Shadyac, and he says, "For me, the movie has always been about the true source of power. We give power away all the time in our lives. We give all the power to God when he says, 'I'm right there in you. The power is in you to make a difference. I put it there. I created you.'" And so this movie tells us that the power is not in God. It is in me. And salvation is me learning how to release the power within me. And the guy who made this movie, as I mentioned earlier, he claims to be a Christian. So I've talked to many young people who saw this movie and thought it was a kind of a good, moral, Christian movie, when actually it's teaching exactly contrary to what we want people to believe as Christians.
Well, with only about 30 seconds here, the natural reaction of many Christians is to say, well, golly, at least God was acknowledged as a reality in a movie like that. You say, not so fast, about 30 seconds.
Well, yeah, not so fast. He is acknowledged as a reality. He's acknowledged as a reality in me, a reality where I really have all the power to change things. And that is certainly not the God of the Scriptures or of Christianity, who lives outside of me and comes to me through his Son, Jesus Christ.
Pastor Clement Preuss is our guest. We're talking about Hollywood and Christianity, and we'll be right back.
Steadfast Lutherans, people who believe the traditional Lutheran preaching, liturgy, and hymnody continue to deliver Christ crucified for sinners today. The Reformation attempted to return the Church's focus on what we do for God back to a focus on what God does for us, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures. Some things never change. The gospel is still under attack from inside and outside the Church. To see how Lutheran doctrine and practice preserve the gospel, visit steadfastlutherans.org.
Here are two new ways that you can promote Issues Etc. The Issues Etc. business card and the Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer. Simply go to the support page at issuesetc.org, click Issues Etc. business cards, print the page on suitable stock paper, and cut along the lines. We also have an 8.5 by 11 inch flyer for the bulletin board at your church. IssuesETC.org, go to the support page, click Issues Etc. bulletin board flyer, and print.
Old theology, new technology. You're listening to Issues Etc.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.
No gimmicks, no shticks, just straightforward preaching and teaching in accord with Scripture and the Lutheran confessions. By the book Liturgy, right from the hymnal. No glitz, just Christ crucified for sinners like us. We're Grace Lutheran Church in Racine, Wisconsin. Come receive God's gifts with us. Find out more about us at GraceLutheranRacine, that's all one word, .net. And like you, we're proud supporters of Issues Etc.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. Pastor Clement Preuss is our guest, pastor of Glory of Christ Lutheran Church in Plymouth, Minnesota. He made a presentation recently at a Higher Things Youth Conference titled How Hollywood Views Christianity. It's Tuesday afternoon, September the 20th. In the second hour, Tim Gagline formerly served as deputy director of the White House Office of Public Liaison during the George W. Bush presidency. We'll talk about the faith of President George W. Bush and his track record on very important social issues. Clem, let's talk about how it changes our mind, not only about God, but about certain behaviors. One of the things I found interesting in your research for your presentation was that before about 1995, actual depictions of homosexual behavior in a positive way were really absent from movies. And then you have a list, goes on for about six, seven lines, of movies in the course of about 10 years that have been made that changed that. Talk about that, if you would.
Right. I'm not aware of any movies after about 1995, so just 16 years ago, where homosexual behavior is depicted in a negative way. There may be characters who aren't completely positive, but the homosexual action is completely accepted and uncritically accepted by Hollywood, in spite of the fact that it's very, very damaging. Obviously, it's contrary to the scriptures, but it's unhealthy and it's damage to our society and to us morally. But Hollywood has systematically depicted homosexuals as sympathetic people, either as protagonists who win the day, these are the good guys, or more often as victims or people who we need to sympathize with. And I have little doubt that it's their influence, among others, which have changed the tide in our society's gradual acceptance of homosexual behavior.
And when it comes to the bad guys in the movies, when they're depicted with their characteristics, how has that changed our views?
Well, what happens is that since we know the melodrama, the bad guy is really, really bad with no redeeming features, all Hollywood has to do is make the bad guy a Christian, and they have no redeeming features. Right. So here's a classic movie that I think everybody in my generation saw, was Footloose. And if you remember that movie, the preacher was a hapless guy who didn't know the Bible real well, who preached hellfire and brimstone, who was easily manipulated, and then finally came around to a more enlightened view at the end. And you sit there saying, well, that's not a preacher I've ever heard of. I've never seen anybody like that. Or a better example is in the Godfather series, where in Godfathers 1 and 2, Roman Catholic priests were always depicted in a somewhat sympathetic and positive way. They baptized babies, they conducted weddings, they did those actions which you would expect from a priest. In Godfather 3, the priest is corrupt, he is manipulative, he's deceitful, he ends up being the worst guy in the whole movie. And that shows the change in what we're willing to watch. I don't think movies like Godfather 3 could have been made in the 70s when Godfather 1 and 2 were made, because we weren't ready to see priests depicted in quite such a negative way.
So generally, as you point out, both Roman Catholics and Protestants are no longer faring very well as they are depicted in the
films. Oh, not at all. No, I can't think of any Roman Catholic or Protestant pastor or religious person who's depicted in a positive way in their religion. In any movies that have been made in the last 20 years. Now, I could be corrected, and I don't see all the movies, but I see more than my fair share.
You cited, for several reasons, a movie that was out recently, kind of a teen movie, Easy A, and you say that it has some particular depictions of Christians. What are they?
Well, what I found interesting about this movie is that when I spoke to the Higher Things Conference, all the kids had seen it. A huge number had seen it, so it's speaking to them. And in this movie, there's a young lady who gets herself in trouble. She tells some lies. She's earns an unfair, bad representation. She puts an A on her chest like she's Hester Prynne in the novel. And then she goes, in a moment of honesty, to talk to a priest, and she finds herself in a confessional booth and pours her heart out, only to discover that there's nobody on the other side of the little gate there. And so she says, should have figured that. Translation, the Roman Catholic Church is absent from our lives. And she finds her way to a Protestant church and ends up having a discussion about whether or not there is such a thing as hell. And the Protestant preacher basically kicks her out of his office and says, get out of here, get out of here. And so the Catholics aren't around, and the Protestants are judgmental and unresponsive. and then she goes back to her own devices to solve the problem. So Christ isn't depicted negatively, but certainly the church is depicted negatively. I will say that in some ways we have it coming. Roman Catholics sometimes are absent, and Protestants tend to be legalistic. I'm not aware too often of Lutherans being depicted in such a negative way, but I got to believe we're next. And I think we need to push against this consistent negative depiction of pastors or religious people in the movies.
So you say, by way of response, we should not live up to the stereotype that
right.
the movies often portray of us. What do you mean by that?
Well, if I think the makers of Easy A really believe what they're saying. They believe the Roman Catholic Church is absent. That means that we, as Lutherans, need to be very present in the lives of people. We need to be responsive. We need to be there when young people reach out to us. And Protestants are getting a bum rap, I think, for constantly talking judgmentally and harshly and moralistically. So we need to avoid those things in talking to the young people, especially who are more affected by the movies, and be more sympathetic to them, challenge them without being judgmental, and present Christ and his church in a much more positive way. Live up to the don't live the stereotype, but try to depict ourselves as we really are rather than allowing Hollywood to depict us.
Should we stop going to the movies altogether, given that not only will the kind of behaviors we talked about in the last segment be promoted almost uniformly or affirmed almost uniformly, and when Christians are depicted, they're usually depicted negatively?
Well, I could say we should stop going, but that would be kind of hypocritical because I don't intend to stop going myself. I do enjoy the movies, but I think what we ought to do is we ought to recognize the rules with which Hollywood is working. If I go to a baseball game, I know the rules of baseball. If I go to a basketball game, I know those rules. I should know the rules of Hollywood. And let's not let Hollywood teach us about God or Jesus. I went out to lunch or dinner with someone the other night at Lutheran, and he said, "Have you read the Dan Brown books? Have you seen the Da Vinci Code?" And I said, "I really don't want to bother with that." "Oh, that has a point of view I think we ought to be serious about." And so you see even how that movie is affecting people. We need to be much more critical and cynical of what the movies are trying to do. And if we are, I think the movies will improve, and we probably may enjoy them a little bit more.
And if we can see through the melodramatic attempts at manipulation, if we can understand the bias behind it, should we necessarily get up in arms every time we see a Christian or the church negatively depicted in the movies? In other words, can we watch this and say, yep, there goes Hollywood again, that's what they do? Other than that, it was a pretty decent movie.
I think we can do that. I think we ought to do that. We ought to say, there they go again, and just keep getting up in arms. I'm not sure it's going to help to get real shrill about it, but I do it in my Bible class at church. I say, "I saw a movie this last week. It did it again," and the people get impatient with me, and I say, "You know what? Kill the messenger if you want to, but I'm telling you, this is what Hollywood is doing to you." And I think if we did that, Hollywood would be forced to change because the consumer, which is us, would stop being quite so accepting of everything they throw down our throats.
How would you want to characterize this? Because I'm hesitant to say that Hollywood is anti-religious or anti-Christian. I think they just want to sell movies, and they're reflecting in many ways the popular bias of culture. I think they're a mirror more than they are a spotlight. What do you think?
That's a very, very interesting observation, and it's a kind of a chicken and an egg thing. Is Hollywood reflective of culture? Is Hollywood a creator of culture? I will say this, that I have a couple books which tell me the religious convictions of various Hollywood producers and actors, and they are quite secular in their views. And some of the movies that are made are clearly preaching to us. I think many of them are simply people trying to make a buck, like you say. But a viewer needs to be discerning. I don't know if their motives are to make money only or to make money and preach. But whatever their motives are, the product they're giving to us is not where we should go to learn values, to learn about God, or to see ourselves as Christians depicted accurately. You're just not going to see that, and we should stop expecting it.
Pastor Clement Preuss is pastor of Glory of Christ Lutheran Church in Plymouth, Minnesota, and he's made a presentation recently at a Higher Things Youth Conference titled How Hollywood Views Christianity. Clem, thanks for your time.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
When we come back, it's Hour 2 of Issues Etc. live this Tuesday afternoon, September the 20th. Tim Gagelein is going to be joining us. He's been with us on the show before when he was actually serving in the White House as Deputy Director of the White House's Office of Public Liaison. After 8 years of President George W. Bush, he's written a book called The Man in the Middle, an inside account of faith and politics in the George W. Bush era. We'll talk about the faith of President George W. Bush and his track record on social issues for the entire second hour of Issues Etc. on this Tuesday afternoon. Well, whether it is the mirror or the spotlight, I guess it's true, it doesn't make much difference. It is what it is. Christians might be tempted to say, well, in the wave of this culture, be it our music or our movies, that depicts Christianity negatively, that messes up so much of the spiritual language, that tries to appropriate things Christian and only ends up blaspheming, maybe we should have a Christian counterculture. But that's not what Christ has called us to do. He's called us to preach Him and Him crucified. That goes out into culture, but it is not going to create a Christian counterculture. It will make disciples of all nations. When we come back, Tim Gagelein on the faith of President George W. Bush.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.